Donald Trump never colluded with Russia. That's as fake as that AI photo of an explosion outside the Pentagon. But is that the universal understanding today? Is that the general consensus for every American today? No. Because the people that ran the fake Russian collusion hoax did it with intention to be a permanent impact. Not like some individual that puts a fake explosion at the Pentagon, probably as a prank, that ends up having a momentary real-world impact. Now we know it's fake. The fake Russian collusion hoax is still impacting our country, and we all can't come to the conclusion that it was fake. It was fake. Trump-Russia collusion is as real as the AI-generated photograph of an explosion outside the Pentagon. The difference being, we all know that that was a fake photo. Some people still believe in the big lie of Trump-Russia collusion. And so there are, I mean, examples of this everywhere. Now, today it's the white supremacist thing. You know, it's just an amazing thing, isn't it? Again, words have no meaning. Nazi doesn't mean Nazi. White supremacist doesn't mean white supremacist. They both mean the same thing now. It's code word for conservatives, Christians, white men, Trump voters, Republicans. But they know you're not going to believe all these lies just straight up at face value if they say it's about your Republican neighbor or your Christian family members or your friend that's a Trump voter. But see, they make the connection and they say Trump supporters racist, Trump supporters Nazis. And then they run their hoaxes and they say, look, there's a Nazi. And they just want that with the psychological operations against you for your brain to make that connection, even if it's subconsciously. Just say, oh, look, there's a Nazi. Oh, I was told Nazis are Trump supporters. So Trump supporters are Nazis. And wow, that must be a Trump supporter. ...19-year-old Missouri man arrested in U-Haul crash at White House security barriers. And the optics of this are so absurd. The gentleman's name is Sai Varshith Kandula. And yes, I mean, he appears to be an Indian American, just like his name would suggest. And so he's now the latest Nazi white supremacist that the left wants you to think are running around everywhere. But here's what we need to understand. When the media and the left say Nazi, they don't mean Nazi. When the media and the left say white supremacist, they don't mean white supremacist. They mean conservative. They mean Republican. They mean Trump supporter. But for them to come out and say, look at this Trump supporter that crashed a U-Haul with a Nazi flag, that's just a little too obtuse. That's just a little too obvious. So they play this little nuanced game of connections, and they hit you with the propaganda. Trump supporters are Nazis. 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 And they just boom, 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 just hit you with it. And then, oh my gosh, here's this 19-year-old crashes a U-Haul truck. Oh my gosh, and now there's a Nazi flag out on the streets. Oh, see, Nazis are everywhere. And then they're just expecting in your head, you're making that connection. Oh, it's a Nazi. Oh, it's a Trump supporter. So they don't have to say the ludicrous, which is, look at this 19-year-old Trump supporter, because nobody would believe that. But of course, nobody believes that that's a Nazi either. It's all propaganda. Now, what's the real story? Who really knows at this point? I don't even think it matters, quite frankly. Because at the end of the day, it's the same story. The media is lying to you. The left wing is lying to you. They're putting out these red herrings, these straw men, so that they can point at and scream and say, that's your enemy. It doesn't even really exist. And so then they go up there and they punch a straw man and they say, see how strong I am? I'm defending you. How do you, I mean, this is so out of control. Like I said at the opening, false flags abound. And I mean, the stuff we see is so ludicrous now that nobody is really buying it at all. But who's ever running these operations is obviously still in operational mode. I mean, even with this Patriot Front group that seems to have no clear identity or leader, and they show up and it's a bunch of fit dudes in a khaki matching outfits with their face masks covering their faces. And it's like, well, what part of the movement is this? Where do these guys come from? But see, it's the same propaganda. These are white supremacists. These are Trump supporters. These are Republicans. These are conservatives. These are your enemies. And then you've got all these instances now where they try to tie it to Nazism, which, again, gets down to this problem we have now in our society that words have no meaning. When they call somebody a Nazi, as they're saying, this individual that crashed a U-Haul was a white supremacist neo-Nazi. Oh, yeah, people love renting U-Hauls from Missouri and then crashing them in D.C. and then leaving a Nazi flag on the ground outside. That's what they do. That makes sense. But again, it's the same propaganda. They want you to think that these Nazis are everywhere and that's your average Trump voter, Republican voter, which is obviously just absurd. That's propaganda. But words have no meaning anymore. What do they mean when they say Nazi? Do they mean that it's a German soldier with loyalties to Adolf Hitler and the motherland? Is he fighting for the motherland, the Deutschland? No. No, his name was Sai Varshith Kandula from Chesterfield, Missouri, where there actually is a large Indian American population. They do well out there. They make good money. Oh, that's a Nazi. Oh, maybe he's a National Socialist then. Because I don't think 19-year-old Sai Varshith Kandula is working in Hitler's army. We can all agree on that, right? I mean, he's not actually in the SS. He's not actually a Nazi. So is he a National Socialist then? You call him a Nazi, so then, I mean, he's not from Germany. He's not wearing a Hugo Boss SS uniform. He's not heiling Hitler with Adolf Hitler giving a speech. So what do you mean you call him a Nazi? So is he a National Socialist? Oh, so he's a socialist. So he's a leftist. Oh, okay. Is that what you're saying? No. Words have no meaning anymore. And so now they've taken this word Nazi, and all it really means now, well, it really doesn't mean anything. It's a projection. It's a projection. You know a Nazi is bad. So it's a projection onto their political opposition, which at this point is anything to the right of trans kids surgeries, abortions for all, and you name the rest. So I didn't even get into the rest of the news, but this is a big story today too. So yesterday, there was a fake image, an AI-generated image of an explosion at the Pentagon that ended up getting shared a lot on Twitter and then had stories written about it on the internet, and it was fake. And it actually had an impact on the stock market that day. It really did recover, but in that hour or two when that was going viral, it did impact the stock market. And so why am I talking about this? Because you have to understand that while that might have been some isolated individual that pulled off a prank, the impact was real. And we have a government, the U.S. government, federal government, that runs real psyops and real false flags to make real world impact seemingly every day now. And so if you understand the dynamic of a fake image that leads to a stock market crash, then you understand why the media today is telling you that a neo-Nazi white supremacist named Sai Varshith Kandula crashed a U-Haul into a structure in Washington, D.C. Same reason why they tell you January 6th was an insurrection. Same reason why they tell you Donald Trump is a racist. Same reason why the media lies to you every day. They do it to have a real world impact. So again, an individual making a fake AI photo of the Pentagon with an explosion outside for whatever intended purposes, that looks like it's probably an isolated incident, an isolated individual. The U.S. government does this intentionally. The U.S. media does this intentionally to you, directed at you every day to have a real world impact that is permanent. Because nobody ends up coming out and saying, oh, that's not true. Donald Trump's not a racist. No, they double down, triple down. They tell you it for 5 years, 10 years. Nobody's going to come out and correct the record and say, hey, conservatives and Christians and Trump voters and Republicans, they're not Nazis. They're not white supremacists. That was fake. That was fake. Nope, nobody's correcting that. So that's the real world AI Pentagon explosion video, except that's real world federal government liberal propaganda intended to make a real world political impact and a permanent one at that. Take the Russian collusion hoax. Again, totally fake. Trump never colluded with Russia. Had a real world impact. But are we understanding that now? Do we have a general understanding? Everybody knows today that that image of the explosion at the Pentagon is fake. There is no doubt. That settled. Fake image. Was no explosion. Well, Donald Trump never colluded with Russia. That's as fake as that AI photo of an explosion outside the Pentagon. But is that the universal understanding today? Is that the general consensus for every American today? No. Because the people that ran the fake Russian collusion hoax did it with intention to be a permanent impact. Not like some individual that puts a fake explosion at the Pentagon, probably as a prank, that ends up having a momentary real-world impact. Now we know it's fake. The fake Russian collusion hoax is still impacting our country, and we all can't come to the conclusion that it was fake. It was fake. Trump-Russia collusion is as real as the AI-generated photograph of an explosion outside the Pentagon. The difference being, we all know that that was a fake photo. Some people still believe in the big lie of Trump-Russia collusion. And so there are, I mean, examples of this everywhere. Now, today, it's the white supremacist thing. You know, it's just an amazing thing, isn't it? Again, words have no meaning. Nazi doesn't mean Nazi. White supremacist doesn't mean white supremacist. They both mean the same thing now. It's code word for conservatives, Christians, white men, Trump voters, Republicans. But they know you're not going to believe all these lies just straight up at face value if they say it's about your Republican neighbor or your Christian family members or your friend that's a Trump voter. But see, they make the connection and they say Trump supporters racist, Trump supporters Nazis. And then they run their hoaxes and they say, look, there's a Nazi. And they just want that with the psychological operations against you for your brain to make that connection, even if it's subconsciously. Just say, oh, look, there's a Nazi. Oh, I was told Nazis are Trump supporters. So Trump supporters are Nazis. And wow, that must be a Trump supporter. Even though it's all fake. And so they're doing it again. But let's look back. This was last week. This was last week on the Atlantic.com website. Latinos can be white supremacists. Latinos can be white supremacists. These words no longer have meaning, folks. What is a white supremacist? By definition, it's not how it's getting used here. So you're telling me if I go talk to, in this case, they're talking about the shooter from a couple weeks ago in Dallas that some people think might have just been a fan of manga, I think is what it's called. It's like anime comic books and stuff that feature Nazi stuff in it all the time. It's like part of that culture. It's a totally different world. And they have Nazi symbolism and Nazi all over this stuff. And some people think he was just a big comic book guy. And maybe that's why he liked it, because he was into manga. I'm not a big expert on that stuff. But really, do you think that individual, if you walked up to him and you said, hey, you're a white supremacist, aren't you? What do you think he would say? Do you think he would say, yep, I think white people are the best thing on the planet and everything else is inferior? No, that's ludicrous. He's not a white supremacist. Liberals are liars. It's the fake AI-generated image of an explosion outside the Pentagon. It's not real. Words have no meaning. This individual, Cy Varshith Kandula, is not a Nazi. He doesn't wear a Hugo Boss Hitler SS uniform. He doesn't speak German. He's probably never been to Germany. He doesn't love the motherland. He's not a Nazi. The Nazis have been defeated. Where are the Nazis? Where is Hitler's army? So he's not a Nazi from the 1940s. So is he a National Socialist? Is that what you're saying? Certainly you wouldn't be saying that, because then you'd say he's a leftist. He's a socialist. That's the AOC wing. That's the Democrats. So they can't actually mean that he's a socialist, right? So what do they actually mean? Their nuanced language is, he's a Trump supporter. He's a conservative. He's a Christian. He's a Republican. It's all propaganda. It's the fake AI image of an explosion outside the Pentagon. It's a Nazi flag outside of a U-Haul truck driven by Cy Varshith Kandula to make people believe still that white supremacist Nazis are lurking around every corner. But what you really need to know is they're all Trump voters and they're all conservatives. There is no difference between the fake AI image of the explosion at the Pentagon and leftists telling you neo-Nazis are running around.
Please give me 1 minute of your time. Please write this down and please go look this up. It will change your life. The UN admits, and the Lancet Medical Journal admits, that upwards of 2 billion people have mental disabilities and declining cognitive abilities. The term they use is intellectual disability because of lack of iodine. Most iodine in the environment is bound to other elements so your body can't absorb it. Only pure iodine can really be absorbed right into the cells. And InfoWarsStore.com has the only iodine out there that actually has this type of full effect. Ladies and gentlemen, X3's been sold out for 6 months. It's very hard to produce, and it's finally back in stock. In fact, I was just taking some before I shot this ad. This, ladies and gentlemen, is powerful. You and your family need it. It's 25% off back in stock. X3, triiodine, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Take action now, but regardless, research this info.